Well, today I wanted to share with you something that I've titled, Just Be You. Just Be You. And if there was a subtitle, it would be, The God in Christ in Us, You. Let's bench the carnal you. He's had enough playing time, okay? Instead, let's put in the spiritual you, the God in Christ in you, you. We can do the handout of water and pray for some soul you, as Bob and Jeannie and the rest of them do, or do the making a phone call and receiving a phone call and praying for that individual you. We can do that you. What about speaking God's word at work or helping save someone, you? That's another you we can do. And how about redeeming the time, just doing God's will, you? Let's see what God's version of just be you is, okay? Because that's what's critical and what's important. For starters, we heard two wonderful sharings recently on some aspects of being you. The spiritual life coach, parts 1, 2, and 3 that Bob shared, has a lot to do with just being you, okay? And really, the coach is God Almighty and His Word. And then Jeannie shared Sunday, and one of the statements that she made really struck me. It's very simple, and it's, don't let our comfort zone keep us from who we truly are. That's so easy to do. Is we fall into our comfort zone and we don't want to really step outside those boundaries, but we need to sometimes, you know, with a believing heart. That's the you and I want to be a part of. So for starters, how about we go to Hebrews chapter 13, please? And in Hebrews 13:20, now the God of peace that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work to do His will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in His sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom glory forever and ever. Amen. That's part of what we have, and it's through Jesus Christ that we can do this. Remember what we have in Philippians 4:13. And that one is simply that I can do all things, again, through Jesus Christ who strengthens us. So us and our you, God's version, is not difficult. It should never be difficult. We should have that motivation knowing that we have Christ in us. He's not dormant. He's not, okay, check with me in a few years. Every day if we wake up, my prayer is, God, I'm ready to do your will, and I need your help today, and I don't ever want to be without you every day. So God in Christ in me, I'm ready. I am ready. What did Jesus say? Keep in mind. What did Jesus say? Keep in mind. For that, we need to go to Philippians. Well, we just saw 4:13, but let's look at John 15:5, please. John chapter 15 and verse 5. Familiar verse, but still yet, I am the vine, Jesus speaking, you are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much what?
Fruit.
And there's all kinds of fruit, physically and spiritually. We've got bananas, apples, peaches, pears, plums, so on and so forth. But spiritually, we've got bananas, peaches, plums, apples, and other fruit that we can manifest. And it says right here that He is in us. For without me, you can do nothing. And you know what? I truly don't want to do anything without Him. You know, to know that He's right there with us, inspiring us with what little or with what great we know, makes all the difference in the world. Makes the fruit ripe and ready. Oh, I can't touch this yet. It's not ready. No, it's ready. It is ready because it's in us, and God has given us that. God doesn't give us feebleness either. You know, when we step out, and God says we're complete, and we have, and we put on the whole armor, we're strong, we're strengthened by His might, right? So He doesn't give us feebleness. He gives us Psalm 68. We go there. end in verse 35, which I will read in the NLT. This is what God gives us. Psalm 16:35 says, God is awesome in his sanctuary. The God of Israel gives power and strength to his people. Praise be to God. That's what God gives us. Not feebleness, but power and strength. You see, we should know without a shadow of a doubt that when we use his name, Jesus Christ's name, we've been given the authority to exert, to exercise this power that's within us. All right? Go to Luke chapter 10, please. Luke 10. And let's go to Luke 10:19. Again, I'm going to read this from the NLT. Luke 10:19 says, look, I have given you authority over all the power of the enemy. There it is, right there. We've been given the authority over all the power of the enemy. And you can walk among snakes and scorpions and crush them. Nothing will injure you. But don't rejoice because evil spirits obey you. Rejoice because your names are registered in heaven. Forget the voter's register. This one right here. Our names are registered in heaven. I thought that was really neat. So what did Jesus say before he was taken up? To see that, please go to Acts chapter 1. And in verse 8, ocho. But you shall receive power after the Holy Spirit is come upon you. You and you shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and unto the uttermost parts of the earth, which includes San Diego. So, we've been given this power. Again, we've seen it earlier, and it's throughout God's Word. But are we taking advantage of that? You know, we've heard the old adage, if you get a car and there's the keys, you just lay the keys in the hood of the car and stare at it. Now you stick it in the ignition and turn that motor on and get it moving, right? You have this power that God, the very creator of the heavens and the earth, we cannot downplay that, has given us. And if he's given it to us, then what else is there but to use it? There's different applications in life that we can use it, whether we're simply praying for someone, ministering, or just asking for their healing. Huh? So, remember, just be you. Okay? And when I say that, I'm talking about the godly version. So let's close with Paul's encouragement in 1 Timothy and chapter 4. And we're going to start in verse 9. I'd like to read this out of the NLT because I think it puts a real neat way of communicating these verses. 1 Timothy 4:9 says, this is a trustworthy saying. Well, what does that mean? It means that sometimes it works and sometimes it may not, depending on the weather or how we feel. No, it's always going to work, whether you believe it or not, but I trust that we do. And everyone should accept it. This is why we work hard and continue to struggle, for our hope is in the living God, who is the Savior of all people, and particularly of all believers, which grabbed my attention. I just said, hey, that's me. Verse 11, teach these things and insist that everyone learn them. Don't let anyone think of you, or don't let anyone think less of you because you are young. Be an example to all believers in what you say, in the way you live, in your love or charity, that love of God, your believing, and your purity. Until I get there, focus on reading the scriptures to the church, encouraging the believers and teaching them. Do not neglect the spiritual gift you received through the prophecy spoken over you when the elders of the church laid their hands on you. Give your complete attention to these matters. Throw yourself into your tasks so that everyone will see your progress or your profiting. keep a close watch on how you live and on your teaching. Stay true to what is right for the sake of your own salvation and the salvation of those who hear us. Okay? When we speak these words, they are words of salvation. I'm constantly hearing, unfortunately, people complaining in general about life. And it's only Monday. What are you going to be like Friday? I've told that to one person. He was like, man, it's Monday. I said, can I ask you a question? And the gentleman said, yeah. I said, if this is how you feel, yeah. Well, by Friday, you should be a mess. I'll deal with it when it comes. No. We have words of salvation. We have words to build people up. And you know what? There are written epistles, but we are the living epistles, okay? And by our actions, people will see that, why is this guy so up and happy and blessed? Do we get hit by tribulations? Of course we do. But we don't stay in the ground and say, oh, I'm done. We get up. Because greater is he that is in you than he that is in this world. And not just that, we have so many blessings and promises to be thankful for, which way, way outweigh the tribulations in life. And you know what? We're here also to remind each other of that. So when you see someone, my God, okay, we can say, God bless you in the powerful name of Jesus Christ. Just that statement right there can pick someone up. You know, instead of saying, hey man, today sucks, huh? No. It's God bless you in the powerful name of Jesus Christ. And every day when I go to work, this has been going on pretty recently, I endeavor to, matter of fact, my new prayer now is, Father, help me to bless someone today. And it never fails. Each day, I've even had a new hire the other day, he said to me, wow, that blessed me. And I'm going, huh, where did I hear that before? I asked God to help me bless someone today. So, we just need to be you. We just need to be me, okay? And with that, it incorporates a lot of things that God has given us. So we don't have to donate $1 million to have something built to help, whatever. But what we do with what we have, because we are completely, completely, complete, is enough. It is enough. And so I'm taking the liberty and speaking on God's behalf. He thanks us. He's well pleased in what we do for him. Okay? Jesus Christ was a human being when he did what he did. But my God, was his believing just above and beyond? And we can have that very same believing, because he says we can do greater works. And what greater works are there than to help someone to get born again, or to help someone know our Heavenly Father, or to help someone make Jesus Christ their Lord and Savior like we did once upon a time? So that's what I wanted to share with you tonight. Just be you. Gracious Heavenly Father, I thank you for the opportunity that you give us to do your will, Father, in whatever capacity that may be. You talk to our hearts, Dad, and show us what you would have us to do. And we know that we're not in this alone, but we're in this with you and Christ in us. We have great power, authority over the enemy. We will not be harmed because, Father, you're there to protect us with your might. So I pray for us, every individual here in this room and their heart and what they can do, what I can do, and those who have called in, Father, we extend this prayer to them and their families, that when we do your will or speak your word, we are planting seeds, Father, because you will cause the increase. So I just thank you for the honor and privilege to do this and to helping us be just you. In Jesus Christ's name, I pray, amen. Amen.